WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. And Ground Shuttle now offers daily service to the Austin airport. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Last night's College Station City Council meeting included approving the Metropolitan Planning Organization's future highway plans. During that conversation, Mayor Carl Mooney and Councilman James Benham brought up getting sidewalks built for students attending the new Pecan Trail Intermediate School and starting next fall, Welburn Middle School.
The folks are primarily coming from Creek Meadows. I spoke to the HOA out there.
Yes, sir.
So I know they're concerned about it, and I think they've got good cause.
They're about to have sidewalks on both sides of the road, and they're going to have crosswalks.
And that's what we need to make sure it gets done.
Long, long overdue.
There will also be a traffic signal at Reuter Road and Greens Prairie Trail. Home sales in the Twin Cities decreased while the median price of a home increased in this year's third quarter compared to the same quarter last year. Board of Realtors President Chad Hubdy says it would have been hard to top 2016's numbers.
If you think about 2016, I mean, that was a record high year. I mean, we had record home sales. So being down 1% off of a record home sale year is not bad at all.
Hubdy says they attribute that 1% decline in home sales to a 30% increase in inventory.
We're much higher than the state average on the amount of active listings that are loading out. And that's what's different than 2015 and 16 is that our inventory was less and a little bit more scarce.
Hubdy says although they have seen an uptick in home sales during the fourth quarter, they are still unsure of what they are calling the Harvey effect. While some people have relocated to the Bryan College Station area, others are still waiting to see the full effect the hurricane has on the Texas housing market. Local drunk driving arrests over the weekend includes a Wixon Valley man with 4 DWI convictions.
59-year-old Rodolfo Diaz Jr. told a Bryan policeman, according to the arrest report, he had drank for the first time in 12 years because he was upset at the passing of a friend. The officer had responded to a report of a reckless SUV last Friday night in the area of Highway 21 in the freeway. Diaz is out of jail after posting a $10,000 bond. A crash that damaged a fire hydrant and four vehicles in the parking lot of a College Station apartment complex resulted in a DWI arrest. According to the arrest report, 27-year-old Gregory Poteet of College Station told police his intent was to take out the fire hydrant. No further explanation was given as to why he crashed his pickup around 11:30 last Friday morning at the Enclave Apartments. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For some, the holidays are a time to share with friends and family. For others, it is a time to grieve for loved lost ones who are no longer with us. Gary Rowe is a chaplain and grief specialist for Hospice Brazos Valley.
The holidays are just chocked full of memories. It's a time when we get together with family and with friends. We all have traditions that we don't even know about until someone is missing.
Rowe says Hospice is providing a seminar, Handling Holiday Grief, to give people in the community practical ideas for handling grief during the upcoming season. This free event is Saturday, December 2nd at Aston Mansion. Seating is limited. You can RSVP online at hospicebrazosvalley.org. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 54 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
With Ground Shuttle, your airport commute has never been easier. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now offers daily service to and from the Austin airport, too. Commute comfortably in luxury shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. Book your ride at groundshuttle.com and ask about in-town charter service and private car service. Ground Shuttle, now with service to Houston and Austin airports. Let us do the driving.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
ASAP Equipment is the Brazos Valley's best independent repair shop for construction and ag equipment. ASAP will come to your job site with our fully equipped service truck to perform everything from preventative maintenance to major repairs. Discounts are also available on rental equipment while your machines are getting serviced. Call John Jarvis with ASAP Equipment at 690-1106 or stop by our shop at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road in College Station and visit us online at asapequip.com.
Think of the things that unite us. Round here, football, family, lending a hand to a neighbor in need. Because when we're united, we're stronger, better, and can get more done. That's why Sioux Falls Prater and Brazos Valley are uniting. This November, we'll be United Ag and Turf. This means bigger selection, more availability, and great deals on John Deere tractors. Right now, get special savings and low financing on John Deere compact tractors. Brazos Valley and Sioux Falls Prater will be United Ag and Turf, united with you and your land.
Hey, good morning. It's 7-11 of Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got some of that for you. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your local nationwide agents, part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore, 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Satellite photos this morning showing a little bit more cloudiness moving across the state than we had at this time yesterday. We'll have clouds and some sunshine today, 70 to 75. There may be a brief shower during the evening. We're partly to mostly cloudy overnight, 50 to 55. Sunshine will develop tomorrow. It'll be breezy and cooler with a high of 60 to 65. Clear cold tomorrow night, 35 to 40. Thanksgiving Day looks good. Lots of sunshine, high 65 to near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Aggie men's hoops big win over Oklahoma State last night. We'll hear from both Coach Billy Kennedy and Robert Williams, who made his return and had a double-double. Also, from the football side of things, the offense seems to be getting back to its rhythm with Nick Starkle, offensive lineman Coda Martin, with some good things to say about the QB.
He's great at pushing the tempo, at understanding the offense. He pulls the trigger quick. We've loved just what he brings to the table.
We'll hear more from Coda coming up, as well as preview the Aggies matchup against LSU this weekend. Also touch on some NFL as well as some NBA. All that more coming up in sports.
There you are. Good morning. It's 7:13. You can join us on the radio if you want to.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You can call us, 979, or you can text us, 979-695-1620, or you can call us, and unless you're far away, you don't need the area code, but call us, text us, send us pictures, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just so excited because I found Megan and Liz a song that they wrote. Do you remember way back when, last hour, we were talking about Megan and Liz?
Yeah,
Bad for Me was released back in 2012, so here we go.
Okay.
It's like just no way.
Now, see, we could use that.
They kind of sound like Carly Rae.
They do, yeah. Well, way to go, Zach.
You ruined Music Tuesday, Zach.
We could have used this in 25 minutes for the people doing their workout.
He obviously is jamming. I don't know. He doesn't care.
He punched the button.
It gets
and
you
he
pumped,
left.
Man. I'm just telling you.
Well, I know. Well, we could use it all in later. But that's all right. That's fine.
By the way, a little
go ahead.
A little off topic, but somewhat.
We'll just play some Adele workout music today.
Yeah, just keep going, Zach. It's fine. What next?
So a little off topic, but you know, I didn't.
Wait, off topic. Well, wait, we're gonna go off topic.
No. It's not really. It has to do with music. It has to do with songs.
All right.
Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin. I did not know the lyrics to that song until recently.
Chelsea, you and I were talking about that yesterday.
Were
you
y'all really?
That? No.
Oh.
No.
We weren't. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh,
you come from the land of the ice and snow, that one?
No, yeah. Okay. But like, I didn't know, as far as the chorus and everything else, I didn't know the actual words to that song. And it's one that I'd heard, I don't know how many times.
Okay.
But I just recently found out what the lyrics were. And so, I don't know. It's interesting observation, Scott. I'm just saying.
What color is the sky?
Well, you know.
In your world.
I think there was.
It's interesting.
I think
welcome
there was
to the
like
Zach
a,
Taylor Show, everybody.
I'll just be quiet.
Are you
now.
That's okay? Do you want to read us some of the lyrics?
You should start a podcast.
Okay, so
you could do that.
So whenever they started the chorus,
yeah.
From the midnight sun where the hot springs flow, like you just said, that's pretty easy. I got that one. Okay. The hammer of the gods will drive our ships to new lands.
Okay.
To fight the horde and sing and cry, Valhalla, I am coming.
Okay.
On we sweep with, this is a chorus, on we sweep with threshing ore. Our only goal will be the western shore. Ah, 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 ah.
So what surprised you about it?
I didn't think that those were the lyrics.
Well, what did you think the lyrics were?
I thought like Western Shore is like Twist and Shout or something. I didn't know what it was.
There's a whole book on that, you know.
On the immigrant song?
No,
or
on lyrics that people mishear.
Yeah, well, there was like a commercial that came out a few years ago that was people trying to sing.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
But so anyways, okay, I'll let you go ahead, Scott. Go ahead.
That's okay. Yeah, I like the immigrant song. It's
go ahead, Scott. You can have your show back.
No, it's our show. It's okay. It's all right. Now, I want to go back to the...
No, take it, Scott. Take it.
I want to go back to the news story.
Okay.
Okay.
It's Bill Oliver's People Who Live in Our Town That You Don't Know About, you know, where he's always finding people who are behaving differently than we might be.
Right.
The fire hydrant story was fascinating to me.
Oh, yes, yes, it was. Because he meant to take out the fire hydrant. I think it was the four cars that he hit that he was not aiming for. But other than that, no further explanation.
I mean, maybe they can't.
At 11:30 in the morning.
That's the other thing. I can't. I mean, maybe police procedure does not allow you to ask the follow-up question.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Why did you want to take the fire hydrant out?
Right.
Did the fire hydrant do something to you before?
Exactly.
And then again, like you say, at 11:30 means that the overservice may have happened much earlier.
Yeah.
And gone on for a long time.
Right.
Had a few too many Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
Nonetheless.
Well, maybe it was payback for his dog. Maybe his dog didn't like that particular
fire
hydrant.
May well be. Could be any of those things.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of dogs.
Yes.
Coda got her bark box yesterday.
Oh, you know, I was thinking about that because we started a new month.
Scott, I thought of you, and I almost text messaged you, but I wanted you to be fully surprised
on the show. Why are you getting this on the 20th of the month? Does it normally come early in the month? No,
bark box, mine gets shipped at in the middle of the month. So
okay.
I guess it just, and then it, you know what? It's weird. The last couple of months, it's like fallen on weekends, so then I don't, or you know, the middle of the month falls on a weekend.
Thought
so
you were just like me,
get.
You just don't check your mail for, yeah, you know,
no, they deliver it to the front door.
Oh,
okay.
Gotcha.
All right, so here I am, hands clasped, ready to hear what the November bark box is.
She got a stuffed squeaky pumpkin spice latte.
Oh my gosh. Coda is never mind.
It is the cutest little orange cup, and it even says PSL on the side, and it's got white foam on the top.
Does it smell like it?
No, but she did get some treats. They're called Mutmallows.
Okay.
Mutmallows, and they are flavored like pumpkin spice. I'm going to tell you, they smell delicious.
How do you know they're flavored like pumpkin? Have
it
you tried
on
one?
It says on the bag.
Well, I don't...
It says on the bag.
Have you tried it?
I haven't.
Okay, I was going to tell you, but answer his question. Okay.
I haven't.
Okay, all right.
But I looked at the ingredients, and they're all very human ingredients.
Okay.
They're all, like, organic, and they smell really good. She liked it a lot. I have not tried one.
You know, I don't know. Maybe... I'm sure they've done research. We just haven't... I haven't seen it.
Right.
As to, you know, what kind of taste ability a dog has.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, we feed, you know, if it's going bad, you just give it to the dog,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, but
and they
I mean,
eat the same, at least, you know, most dogs eat the same food every single day.
Pretty much. And then, again, you'll have some who'll shy away from some foods.
Oh, yeah.
But basically, a dog's going to eat what you give it.
Yep.
And so... what happens if your dog suddenly becomes strangely attracted to pumpkin spice and Coda turns his nose
and goes
up
crazy
at other stuff?
I don't know.
Could be a problem.
But no, she had a very, very successful bark box
all
this
right.
month.
Glad to hear that.
I guess I need to do that for Cooper.
I'll send you a referral link.
Okay.
Oh, she probably gets something off, right?
Then I can get a free one.
Yeah. Okay. But doesn't mean he gets one. It just means, here's your opportunity to purchase
it. Right, exactly.
Well,
one of Cooper's roommates happens to be a golden retriever, and he's a little bit tough on the toys sometimes. Yep.
Every now and then he gets... that Cooper's not the dumbest dog in the house then, right?
But he's so sweet, though.
It means he's not if there's a golden retriever. Go ahead.
Yeah, but anyways, he tends to be a little rough, and sometimes Cooper shares his toys with him, and and they get ripped up.
Yeah, we have a dog visiting for Thanksgiving, and Foster really likes the toys, so I'm going to have to be careful about which ones I let him play with.
Because Coda's going to get mad if Foster comes in and tears the toys up.
She doesn't really care, and she actually isn't she's more of a treat dog than a toy dog, I'll be honest. Right. But,
just like her mama.
Need more space? We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage. At Starfire, for over 15 years, we have helped our community get online, and we've got some great news to share. The latest generation of high-speed satellite internet is now available where you live. Give Starfire a call at 979-279-2788 to order the breakthrough new HughesNet Gen 5. With HughesNet Gen 5, you get faster speeds, more data, and built-in Wi-Fi. Best of all, it's installed by us, Starfire, your local authorized retailer. Starfire is your local expert and will help you get everything you need to go online. Call now, and for a limited time, find out how you can get free standard installation, too. Order now at 979-279-2788 and discover for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet. That's 979-279-2788. Starfire and HughesNet, proudly connecting our community. Minimum term required, monthly service and early termination fees apply. Visit legal.hughesnet.com for details.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini master class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini master doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini master courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu.
Good morning, 722 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Chelsea, you get a penalty kick.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Totally cut me off before I was able to defend myself.
That's why I say you get the penalty kick. You go back.
No, it's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No. I'm good. I'm good to go.
We had a story last week.
I don't want to just, you know, I like to be sneaky about it.
Yeah, I understand. So I saw a story last week on TV about pumpkin spice, because it is everywhere. And apparently Hershey's Kisses came out with a pumpkin spice.
Oh.
It was orange.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, again, the essence of the flavor is kind of what you want. I don't think you want to just jam something into your mouth and that's the only thing you taste, right?
Well, yeah.
Is that fair to say?
For most.
Pumpkin spice, you know, fits with other things.
I wonder if it's got like the chocolate, too, like if it's pumpkin spice chocolate or something.
No. Well, I don't know.
It's just straight
pumpkin orange.
Spice.
It was nasty orange.
No.
All right. So yesterday we mentioned it was the 70th anniversary of the Queen and Prince Philip. You know, they had a big wing ding.
Yeah.
We don't know if Meghan Markle was there or not.
Oh, true.
Now, they did show them arriving in London on Sunday, so possibly. But here's the reason you never sign up for Ancestry.com.
Okay.
While Prince Harry and Meghan Markle were probably still reeling from the news, they actually are distant cousins.
What?
Yes. Now comes the news that Prince Harry's royal forefathers actually murdered one of her ancestors.
What?
Yes.
I didn't even hear the first news about them being distant cousins.
Yeah. And then after the beheading, Prince Harry's lot took all of Meghan Markle's ancestors' wealth and land.
Oh, yikes.
See, this, that.
It happens. What are you going to, hold Harry responsible for that?
No, but it could be a little awkward at family dinner.
That's what I'm thinking. The grim tale surfaced from the Telegraph's UK's investigators. They did a little digging into Meghan Markle's family tree.
I didn't even know she was English.
Well, they revealed that there was one Lord Hussey from whose family Markle is descended.
Okay.
He attempted. Now, see, but here's the deal. is the whole thing started because Lord Hussey attempted to overthrow King Henry VIII.
Well, he deserved it.
So that's
case.
It, back in the 1500s. So, of course, then King Henry goes, wait a minute, hang on, we're not going to do that. So he calls for the execution, and it apparently took place.
I like how Chelsea's upset that they would be cousins. You know that Prince Philip and Queen Hugh are like cousins, right?
Yeah.
Like first cousins.
Yeah. But, I mean, they lived in different countries. And these people live in here. Okay, just saying. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Just want to let you know.
Okay. Her father is of Dutch and Irish descent, by the way. And, of course, her mother is African-American.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Man.
Sorry to burst your bubble. I mean, again...
I'm more worried about Meghan's bubble, not mine.
Yeah. Well, she may go back to suits.
Meghan's bubble was invaded by the British.
Now that she found out about that, she may go back to suits. That may look like a better gig.
Probably not.
She's also older than he is.
She's a cougar town.
Yeah. She's 36. He's 33.
Oh, 3 years.
Do you think late at night, okay, when the castle's asleep, that she goes and just starts trying on the crowns? What do you think?
Ooh.
Seeing how this one
starts starts checking out the Iron Throne.
It's not like she can take selfies and post them.
Well, that's the other thing. Yeah,
it's incriminating evidence.
Exactly. All right, so there you go. There's our royal, we've outed that situation from the royals. We'll have that for you. 7:26, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Okay, going to have nice weather really today. Going to get a little bit chillier, but then it warms up. That's basically the short view. 74 will be our high temperature today. About tonight, probably around 51 or so, and the winds are going to come around out of the north. So tomorrow morning, it's going to be a little bit cooler. Our temperatures are going to be 61. But tomorrow night, Thanksgiving Eve, if you will, 36 degrees. Then sunshine on Thanksgiving Day with a high of 66, and we continue to climb as far as the temperatures are concerned. On Friday and Saturday, we'll be in the 70s. In fact, on Saturday, be back up to 71, so that'll be pretty nice. And currently, we've got 53 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
My friends, it's panic time in high-tax Democrat states. You know why? The Republican tax bill in the Senate would eliminate state and local tax deductions. That would eliminate a lot of money flowing into state coffers. California Democrat officials are worried that they're going to be big losers. They're livid that this could force them to reduce taxes and make big cuts to schools and social services. Typical liberal scare tactic. They can cut spending in other areas, like Jerry Brown's multi-billion-dollar high-speed train to nowhere. Now, in New Jersey, Democrat Senate President Steve Sweeney says they're going to have to reevaluate everything. Earlier, he had called passing a new millionaire's tax the top priority of the new Democrat administration with a newly installed Democrat governor. Now, that's up in the air. In New York, Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo and city officials are worried that wealthy New Yorkers will decide to leave if the deductions are eliminated. Trump budget director Mick Mulvaney had the perfect comeback. He said, is it the federal government's fault that New York taxes are so high that they're driving people out of the state? Blue state Democrats have hidden their high tax schemes behind this deduction for decades. Now their cover is blown, and the highly taxed chickens are about to leave the roost. That's what they fear. The problem is they move to where we live and corrupt our neighborhoods all over again. We can't win.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hiring is important, but finding the right people can be a real challenge. That's why ZipRecruiter is obsessed with finding you qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds candidates with the right experience, then alerts the most qualified ones to apply for your job as soon as you post it. You can even add screening questions to your job post, narrowing your focus to only relevant applicants, saving you time. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident that ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Parents of students at College Station's new Pecan Trail Intermediate School and the yet-to-open Welburn Middle School have reached out to Mayor Carl Mooney about getting sidewalks.
Because we've already got the kids walking, and I know there's ditches on either side of the road. Some of the folks that have written to me are concerned that they don't see the sidewalks developing in a time that's commensurate with all the schools being operational.
Councilman James Benham said there would be sidewalks on both sides of the road and crosswalks connecting Creek Meadows to the new schools.
Mayor, that would be the sidewalk project I tried to get approved 5 years ago.
Right.
That one.
Okay.
Well, the one at Reuter Road running down there.
Comments from Mooney and Benham at last night's meeting came before approval was given to approve College Station's portion of the Metropolitan Planning Organization's future highway plans. An Oklahoma man is back in the Brazos County Jail following his arrest for an armed robbery at an East Bryan convenience store last January. According to the arrest report, among the witnesses was an inmate who recognized the suspect when they served time a year ago. The man who was arrested, 29-year-old Clint Michael Hobbs, was picked up in Navarro County 16 hours after the Bryan robbery. The arrest report states Hobbs was involved in a multi-county crime spree. Hobbs was identified in a photo lineup by the former inmate and two employees who were held up at the Texaco at Highway 21 in the freeway the morning of January 3rd. Two more local drivers with multiple driving convictions were arrested over the weekend.
Saturday afternoon in Bryan, a DPS trooper responded to a car with outdated registration that led to the arrest of the driver, 27-year-old Erica Amador of Bryan. According to her arrest report, she has more than 20 active suspensions on her driver's license. According to online court records, she's awaiting trials from four arrests since last December. On two occasions, she's accused of driving without a license with prior convictions, and she's charged with three misdemeanor counts of possessing marijuana. Sunday morning, a Bryan policeman doing speed enforcement near CHI St. Joseph Hospital caught a car going 45 in a 25 zone. According to the arrest report, the driver has 19 active suspensions on his driver's license. That led to the arrest of 28-year-old Charles Lockett III of Bryan for driving with one conviction of driving without a license. He's out of jail after posting bond. A Bryan man booked in the Brazos County Jail for the 16th time in 10 years is accused of giving the wrong name to Bryan police during the first of two weekend disturbances. 31-year-old Daryl Green Thurman's accused of identifying himself as 27-year-old P.J. Thurman. This was in the parking lot of a convenience store at Highway 21 and William Joe Bryan Parkway, where a crowd between 70 and 100 was present and several fights were taking place. After officers determined the correct identity, the suspect was found Sunday about 3:30 in the morning, where he'd been yelling at his mother. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Third quarter home sales in Bryan College Station decreased 1% compared to the last year's record number. Board of Realtors President Chad Hovde says one factor is a 30% increase in inventory.
A lot of folks kind of jumping out there, putting their property on the market, trying to make sure they capture the residual of those high comps from 2016. Because obviously the sold comparables have increased substantially in 2014, 15, 16. And so I think this is kind of the residual of folks jumping in, trying to capture that.
Hovde thinks fourth quarter numbers will be good, but they're still unsure of the residual of what they're calling the Harvey effect.
There are some folks displaced from Hurricane Harvey that are looking in the Bryan-College Station area. But, you know, you also have some folks that are kind of sitting on the sideline to kind of see how that impacts, you know, the overall Texas housing market.
Hovde says the median price for a home in College Station is $245,000, while it is $184,000 in Bryan. Together, that is an increase of nearly 10% compared to 2016's third quarter.
And I think that has also to do with our dirt prices here, new construction. I mean, our lot costs in both cities have increased substantially, and we have some of the, you know, highest lot costs in the state.
More information on the local and state housing markets can be found at texasrealestate.com. If you're grieving a lost loved one this holiday season, Hospice Brazos Valley wants to help. Chaplain and grief specialist Gary Rowe says their Handling Holiday Grief Seminar provides practical tools to get you through the holidays.
We think it's very important to take your own heart seriously, to take the grief seriously, and to come up with a very simple plan for what you're going to do over the holidays, because, I mean, with regard to grief, because if you don't, really, the grief sets the agenda rather than you setting the agenda.
Rowe says the free seminar, which includes a question and answer session, is Saturday, December 2nd at Aston Mansion. Seating is limited, so they ask you to RSVP by going online to hospicebrazosvalley.org. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 54 degrees. Be part of the show this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour. And remember, you can always listen to us at RadioAggieland.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Give a gift that will stand the test of time from Amish Furniture for Generations. At Amish Furniture, everything is made with special attention to detail from Amish craftsmen that makes holiday gift giving easier than ever. Find a unique selection of children's furniture and a wonderful collection of holiday items from handmade wood crafts, decorations, wood shelves, wall ornaments, and more. Shop today for your holiday gift giving at Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
November is National Hospice Month. Hospice provides heartfelt end-of-life care by supporting patients and families in handling the medical, emotional, and social aspects of a life-limiting illness. Hospice Brazos Valley has welcomed the invitation to serve for 28 years. You, the community, make this possible. In recognition of National Hospice Month, Hospice Brazos Valley would like to thank the community for its generous support. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise. To learn more, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
When you're shopping for Christmas, remember to shop local first. Our local businesses support all sorts of community projects. They also provide jobs. They pay the taxes that pay for police and fire. And when you're shopping out of town, you're paying for somebody else's parks. The stations of Bryan Broadcasting ask you to look around here first. It's fun, it's fast, and it's where our jobs are.
Hey, good morning. 7:39, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, the weather is sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure will bring us some sunshine today, but we've also got cloudiness drifting across the state, and that cloudiness will be with us throughout the day, 70 to 75. A brief shower possible through the evening, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 50 to 55. Clearing breezy, turning cooler tomorrow, 60 to 65. Tomorrow night clear, 35 to 40. Sunshine Thanksgiving Day and a little milder, highs 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Aggie men's hoops big victory over Oklahoma State last night. Coach Billy Kennedy was pretty pleased with his team.
I thought we did a good job handling their pressure, especially the first half. We had, I think, 10 or 11 assists. And when we share the ball like that and play the defense that we're capable of playing, we're a tough team.
So we'll hear more from Coach Kennedy coming up, as well as Robert Williams, who returned from suspension. He had a double-double last night. Also talking Aggie football, a couple of things. Hear from Coda Martin on Nick Starkle, as well as Derek Tucker being named SEC Defensive Player of the Week. All that more coming up in sports.
So they go, this just in. Apparently, women are more attracted to rich guys in good shape.
What?
Yep.
I know.
Shocker.
Yeah, there may be a push to be more open and accepting in society, but evolutionary biology is still biology, okay? Mm-hmm. According to a brand new study out of England, the men that women are most attracted to are rich guys with nice muscles.
Again, who is paying for these studies?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I think the women are.
Researchers say that their study shows that no matter how progressive things get, quote, as a culture, we still celebrate masculinity in the form of money and muscles.
Yeah.
Money and muscles.
End quote. But wash your ears out with this. We should have known that this was going to happen. In the year of snowflakes. Is this the year of snowflakes?
I think every year from now on.
We are certainly
until there's a new name for the next one.
21 teenagers are suing the federal government for not protecting their constitutional right to
party.
A stable climate. In the case known as Juliana versus the United States, it's scheduled to go to trial, of course, in Oregon. Would that be a surprise?
No.
Beginning February 5th. Among the issues to be determined at the trial is whether the government's actions over the past several decades, okay? Long time. Now, several I think of is seven.
Okay.
So we're going to say over the last 70 years? Is that what we're going to do? The years when scientists began to understand and widely accept that greenhouse gases were causing, well, at that time, global warming. They now want this, they want the court to rule that this is a violation of these teenagers' constitutional rights.
And it has been really warm so far.
Yeah, you know.
But I don't know what the weather's like in Oregon right now.
Last week, the Ninth Circus Court of Appeals, that's what Rush calls it, chose not to grant the petition until it hears all the oral arguments that are scheduled for December 11th in San Francisco.
Yeah, I would be interested to hear all 21 of those teenagers speak and actually hear their case.
Let me hear you elicit your reasons why you think that this is a lawsuit that should move forward.
Because of stuff, man.
That's it. Okay. All right, so now...
I have a crazy cat lady story.
Cool. All right, let's go.
You ready for this one?
Yeah,
so this is out of Columbus, Ohio. The Columbus Police Department opened an investigation on 83-year-old Ruth Gregson and her 65 cats after several neighbors reported small objects being stolen from their homes.
Dang cats.
Several victims reported being visited by Miss Gregson's cats before noticing the disappearance of several shiny objects like valuable cutlery and pieces of jewelry. Despite their skepticism, investigators began a surveillance operation.
Oh, no.
And were amazed by what they discovered.
Okay.
Dozens of cats were constantly coming and going, bringing home anything that shined.
Whoa.
Upon searching Miss Gregson's house, investigators found $650,000 worth of jewelry and precious metal.
Oh, man.
They said that the elderly woman confessed to training her cats to steal.
What?
How do
you do that?
Saying that is the way the felines earned their meals.
Oh, man.
Oh, they were working for the man.
How old is she?
Oh, 83.
Whoa. And been at it a while, probably.
So according to the Columbus police, Miss Gregson's animals could have stolen from more than 5,000 houses and apartments. And I mean, she's got 65 of them working for her.
No kidding.
And they were getting in the house? Their neighbor's house?
Well, I guess, yeah.
Just around on the porch?
I mean, but it said jewelry and precious metal.
Hey, they're cat burglars.
Yeah. Exactly. And it says, while she's the first person in American history to be accused of training cats to steal, this isn't the first time animals are trained to commit crimes. In 2009, surveillance caught a monkey stealing hundreds of dollars worth of plants from a Texas nursery.
Oh, yeah. No, monkeys do that.
Yeah. But 65 cats. Wow. And she looks 83.
Man.
She,
she's training the cats.
Yeah.
Apparently. And
She's holding out food. This could be cruelty,
that's right,
too.
Well, coming home with a big haul.
Ruth.
Yeah. Cats-o-maniacs.
Yes. Yeah. 745, hello.
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6.
Well, Chelsea's here.
She always forgets about 5. Yeah. I think she's just jealous.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical.
Well,
like
Zach was doing lyric
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so far,
translation.
6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and talking and laughing.
I told you to turn my mic on,
stuff.
Scott.
I know, sorry.
I'm hoping it's maybe just a deal that happens on Tuesday. That it's not going to be that way every morning.
Every morning.
I'd like to have it on WTAW, but don't worry about calling me back.
Right,
I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff.
Right, okay,
you know?
Fine,
That's not that pressing.
All right.
Thanks.
Yeah, bye. See, I found some more Carly Jepsen for you.
Really?
Yeah.
This is a remix, though, right?
No, this is Al City and Carly Jepsen together.
It's always a good time.
See, it's Carly Jepsen's
birthday.
Yeah, it's Carly Jepsen's birthday, so I went and found that one. Oh, yeah, that's Al City. I like them. So
yeah, Al City. Yeah. Haven't heard from them in a while.
So there you go. All right, there's your musical pick.
All right.
Oh, now you got to do beat. What is that, beatbox? What is that? Is that what that's called? All right.
Yeah. I don't think that goes along with it. But.
Man, you are into it today, aren't you?
You are
just in a musical mood.
I love my music.
Yeah, I got you.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're just getting started as a family, how are you going to make the holidays about more than just hectic schedules and Christmas shopping? A great way is to start a new tradition or make a family memory. For years, my family had a Thanksgiving Day Easter egg hunt that I thought up, and it was more like a golf ball hunt. After dinner, we'd walk a few blocks to a nearby golf course, and I knew the owner. But for the winter, they were closed, and so we'd scour the golf course, looking in the marshes and the meadows and all kinds of nooks and crannies to find as many balls as possible. We let the kids play and laugh, and they got to keep every golf ball they could find. One year, we hauled in over 400 balls, and our kids loved it. I heard about another family who has what they call a traditional tablecloth. They pull out the same tablecloth every year for Christmas dinner, and every year the family uses fabric pins to write a short note, offering their gratitude for the many blessings in their lives. They say the notes, the handprints, and the small sketches have become an intricate mosaic for them. Over the years, the cloth is yellowed, but the memories it has left behind will never fade. Some families take turns giving thanks around the Thanksgiving table. Other families hang Christmas decorations together and enjoy hot chocolate and Christmas music. You can do almost anything. Be quirky, be traditional, but whatever you do, make memories together. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Dale.
I love investing in American businesses.
Tonight, Marcus Lemonis spends his own money.
Unfortunately, on paper, you're out of business.
To save small businesses.
I've agreed to invest $3 million, and I will be 100% in charge.
This is going to be tough for you.
I'm up for the challenge.
New season, new possibilities.
Do you believe in your company?
Yes.
Prove it to me. Let's go to work.
Marcus Lemonis is The Prophet. Season premiere tonight, 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC. Get your...
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click Child's Dermatology.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This morning sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Robert Williams racked up a double-double in his first game of the season, and Texas A&M men's basketball rolled to a 72-55 win over Oklahoma State last night in Brooklyn. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy after the victory.
Thought we did a good job handling their pressure, especially the first half. We had, I think, 10 or 11 assists. And when we share the ball like that and play the defense that we're capable of playing, we're a tough team to beat. We've got a lot of depth. We've got a lot of weapons. And fortunately, our unselfishness was a big part of us winning the game against a good Oklahoma State team.
DJ Hogue led all scorers with 18 points, while Williams added 11 points and 11 rebounds in his first game back from a three-game suspension.
I was happy to help my team. You know, I was watching them play without me. They were playing so smooth, you know, sharing the ball, and I just tried to come in with that same mindset. So extra pass, do more, is what we say, extra pass, celebrate the pass.
Next up, Robert and the guys will face Penn State this afternoon in the Legends Classic Championship. Tip-off is at 5 o'clock at the Barclays Center with broadcast right here on WTAW. On the gridiron, the Aggies have undergone an offensive resurgence with the return of quarterback Nick Starkel. The redshirt freshman threw for 416 yards and 4 touchdowns in November 11th's 55-14 win over New Mexico, followed by a 272-yard, 2-score performance in last Saturday's 31-24 victory over Ole Miss. Here's offensive lineman Coda Martin on his signal caller.
It's been awesome, man. He's great at pushing the tempo, at understanding the offense. He pulls the trigger quick. We've loved just what he brings to the table. And as an offensive line, we give him time, man. He's going to make plays. So that's what we're fighting to do.
Coda, Nick, and the guys will look to keep the good times rolling this Saturday when they head down to Baton Rouge to take on the Tigers of LSU. Kickoff will be at 6:30 p.m. with pregame with Dave and Dave getting underway at 5:30 right here on WTAW. Now in sticking with Aggie football, freshman defensive back Derek Tucker has been named SEC Defensive Player of the Week after logging a pick six and 14 tackles in last week's win over Ole Miss. Tucker from Manville, Texas, also racked up a tackle for loss, a forced fumble, and 2 pass breakups. Matt Ryan threw for 195 yards and 2 touchdowns, and the Atlanta Falcons beat the Seattle Seahawks 34-31 last night. Russell Wilson passed for 2 touchdowns, including a scoring toss to Doug Baldwin with 3 minutes left to give the Seahawks within 3 points before Blair Walsh missed a 52-yard field goal try with 2 seconds to play. Texans coach Bill O'Brien says he doesn't expect Deontay Foreman to play again this season after the running back injured his ankle in Sunday's 31-21 win over Arizona.
I mean, Deontay was starting to really play well, you know, obviously in that game. I mean, he's a big guy. He's a very tough physical runner, good out of the backfield in the passing game. Was really starting to understand our offense. So it's just it's one of those things, you know, it's tough. It's tough for him, but he's a young player. He'll be back.
Foreman sustained what the team called a left ankle injury after scoring his second fourth quarter touchdown in Sunday's win. It marks the latest blow for the Texans, who are already missing quarterback Deshaun Watson and superstar defensive end J.J. Watt. LaMarcus Aldridge had 22 points and 11 rebounds, and the San Antonio Spurs held off the Atlanta Hawks last night 96-85. Atlanta has now lost 20 straight in San Antonio, a skid spanning over 20 years. Up in Dallas, Kyrie Irving was going to work on the Mavericks in overtime.
Yogi picks up Kyrie, trying to hold him off. On a back down now. Here comes Matthews. Foul is called as he scores.
Mark Fellow Will with the call on Fox Sports Southwest. Irving scored 10 of his season-high 47 points in OT as the Boston Celtics rallied once again from a double-digit deficit to beat Dallas 110-102. Boston is now riding a 16-game win streak. And out on the ice, the Dallas Stars are at home this evening. They'll be hosting the Montreal Canadiens at 7:30. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620, WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, there are a lot of finishes on hardwood floors now. What are our choices?
Well, we've got the traditional polyurethane aluminum oxide type finishes that are extremely durable, but we also have something that's being used more and more, which is oil finishes. They can be repaired quite easily and still be very durable. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
David Gardner's wants to remind you, of course, they'll be closed on Thanksgiving Day, but they're also going to be closed on Black Friday. The idea is to let the staff, the team, be able to spend some time with their friends and family for the holidays, just as you probably will too. They'll reopen and they'll have lots of things for you to shop for, whether it's for the holidays or some more personal reason. But just a reminder that David and Julia hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving and that you're able to spend it with your loved ones. And so, once again, they'll be closed, of course, on Thanksgiving Day, but also on Friday, even though it's one of the biggest shopping days. It's really more important to them that they allow their team to have some time with their friends and family. And so when it comes time to look for something for that special person, remember, they're an authorized Rolex dealer, and they have authorized Rolex service as well. And you'll find more and more David Gardner creations. And if you go to their website, davidgardnersjewelers.com, you can see video stories about how David comes up with different designs and gives him an opportunity to share his story that he's usually been doing one-on-one with folks. Now he can do it a group at a time if you have a look. That's at David Gardner's there at 911 University.
One of the things I like most about what we get to do at Sunshine Fun Pools is being a part of great family stories. I recently had a family contact us that has a child with special needs, and we were able to design a pool that served as at-home therapy for this young man. A place where he could get both the quantity and quality of time he needed in the safety and security of his home and his family. And I can tell you it was extremely rewarding to be a positive part of that story. And I tell you, the holidays are a fantastic time to work with us. I can promise you no long lines and no waiting, just kind and eager folks ready to help. There's really no better time than right now to create your story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Sunshine Fun Pools, offering special financing and pick four options like customized Hayward lighting and entertainment systems, but you choose what you want, up to a $4,000 value and only during the months of November and December. That's Sunshine Fun Pools, 979-690-3343. That's 979-690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com.
November is National Hospice Month. Hospice provides heartfelt end-of-life care by supporting patients and families in handling the medical, emotional, and social aspects of a life-limiting illness. Hospice Brazos Valley has welcomed the invitation to serve for 28 years. You, the community, make this possible. In recognition of National Hospice Month, Hospice Brazos Valley would like to thank the community for its generous support. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise. To learn more, visit HospiceBrazosValley.org.
Hey, good morning. News Talk 1620 WTEW. About 2 minutes till on the Infomaniacs for a Tuesday morning. Okay, now, Zach, you're an only child?
Yeah.
Okay.
Explains a lot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. So you're not, and I'm not. You've probably felt like your parents like your younger brother or sister more than they like you.
Not usually.
Even though they always... Even though they always swear that they love you equally. Well, guess what? Your feelings are right. According to a new survey that came from Brigham Young University in Utah, parents do like their youngest child more. But the reason's kind of strange.
Okay.
Turns out I got no other reaction from you other than probably not at the very beginning.
Chelsea's not very happy with that.
Turns out the youngest kid believes their parents like them more, so they feel a stronger bond.
Mm.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Which actually does make their parents like them more, so it's kind of a feedback loop, okay? The older kids are basically just left out of it. There's nothing you can do about that.
Where were you in the pecking order there, Scott?
I'm the younger. I'm the younger.
You're the youngest. Well, that makes sense, too.
Now, they have a kind of an interesting thing that goes on in Norway, and that is if you have a speeding violation, they look at your annual revenue.
Oh.
And they weight the ticket based on that.
Well, that's not fair, though.
The richest woman in Norway has been given a $30,000 fine for drunk driving.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know that that's not a bad idea. I kind of like that idea.
Interesting.
I mean, is it a certain percentage? Like, it's a flat tax?
Well, it
like
could
a
be.
Flat charge?
Something like that. Hey, yeah, you're rich and successful, so we're going to nail you, see how that works out.
Yeah, see how you feel about that afterwards.
Yeah, see. By the way, and don't know any more about about this, and I'll look it up. You know, yesterday we had the story about the Honda Odyssey, 900,000 of them being recalled.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Chrysler Pacifica minivan mysteriously shutting down.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, so we'll try to find out that. Okay, then the other thing that we try to do is we try to make sure that we give you some information as you go into work today.
Right.
So that you are the smartest person in the break room. The employees at the Disney parks aren't allowed to point with one finger because it could be seen as a negative gesture by people from other countries and cultures.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So they always point with two fingers.
Oh.
And for Texas to be as densely populated as New York City, every person in the world would have to live here.